Yeah, my name is Ingo Rüdiger Isert. I was born in Waadtland in Germany, but my parents are coming from Bessarabia. My father was born in Tatabonar, my mother in Sharbo. I went to school here in Württemberg. And after the degree, I went to Munich and studied there physics. After this, I was 2 years assistant in the University of Stuttgart. And then I changed to industry, at first in the development department and later in the production. In this time, I was very interested on the private area. I was very interested in family research, and over the different, for me, foreign names of Bessarabian towns, I got contact with the museum, and with the time I grew in the organization. Many years I was, we can say, the right hand of Mr. Christian Fies, who was the Vorsitzender of the Heimmuseum der Deutschen aus Bessarabien. And with the year 1992, I got this position.
Would you like to tell us some of your work relating to the museum in general, what you do?
So first, we can say 40 years was mainly to collect the documents and the modules of the Bessarabian, and now we have reached a situation where we have to organize the modules and the documents. This means to build up archives, so also visitors can use them. This means we want to implement a computer to help to find the right documents. And one of the main points is now to get at first we say the internal organization, how we want to collect the documents, the archives, which systems we want to use. And this next step is then to identify each document, to describe this, and to bring this in folders and also in the computer. We started with a library. Geschwindigkeit. The speed for the work is not very high because we have to work with voluntaries, and they are only for a very short time here, and normally only one special people is here for 1 day per week. The next day is another person, and so we have to change because we have to work with voluntaries. This is our most disadvantage for our continuous work.
In a broader way, perhaps you could try to explain for an American audience what you hope to gain by studying and preserving Bessarabian heritage. What is the value of what you were doing, and how might it affect people?
visitors come to us, we want to show them what is the gap of 125 years. They didn't live in Germany. It is in the future very difficult to answer such questions if we have not a centrum where we can collect all this information and conserve this information. It is possible in Germany to find documents which goes back up to the 15th century. But of the time, or for the time between 1840 and 1940, we have no document center in Germany which collect this information. And to fill up this gap, we have here our home Heimatmuseum, and we collect all information, all old papers. So a research for this time can be made.
Could you tell us what is the most interesting part of your work, what you like to do the most?
This is two parts. One part, which is very familiar also for others, is family research. But this is can be done very quickly with our documents. But the other point is the history, to collect for each village all information of for the Vereine. Was sind Vereine?
For a kind of a Bund or a location or
yeah.
Group?
Zum Beispiel Singvereine, die singen, oder?
Club.
Okay. Yeah. We had at last in Besreba many clubs. And we have papers for the members of them. What kind of theater they spielten, they played. And all this information we want to collect. We collect also information about the situation in the families mid of last century. 4 years ago, I was with two people of the Heimatmuseum in the archives of Odessa. And we had a research program sponsored from our government. And we found very, very old documents of the last century of our Bessarabian Germans. And we made about 5,000 copies and we brought them to here. And now we have them to auswerten.
Sort them out.
Aussortieren, auswerten. To look what is the content.
Examine the content.
Yeah, exactly. And for instance, to explain what we found for two villages the exact description of each yard. The names of man and wife of the yard, the children, the age, how many land they rented or they give back, how many cows, horses, porks, sheep they had, how many trees for the forest, many trees of fruits, how many Trauben, was sind Trauben? Wo man Wein macht.
Grapes.
How many Trauben?
Grapevines or
yeah,
grapevines.
Gepflanzt.
How many plants or seedlings.
Yeah. And so on. So we have a detailed description of each yard over the whole village. And can say after 40 years, after settlement, they are now welfare or not. what they have reached from the original steppe, uncultivated country, now to the cultivated country.
Do you ever find journals or letters from the people?
Pardon?
The journals or letters? That sort of personal information?
Yeah, also mainly if they have troubles with the official, with offices. Yeah, okay. And also many letters which were sent from one colony to Odessa, because in Odessa was a central, and they had always many, many questions. The different colonies have to give the answers.
When a family would leave Bessarabia, or excuse me, Germany, to go to Bessarabia, would there still be some people left in Germany when they left in 1740? When they left Germany,
yeah,
did they leave people behind in Germany, a family?
You ask. Relatives.
So 120 years later, had relatives.
Yeah. For instance, relatives. Yeah.
This isn't going to work for him to look over there. Mm. Either you got to move here, or he's got to talk to Ron.
Mm.
Okay. Because when he turns away, I lose my audio. So.
Okay. So relative. Yes.
I shall answer.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. For instance. I visited relatives of my wife in Bavaria. They didn't, the forefathers of them didn't immigrate to Bessarabia, and we find together the roots. In some cases, the roots came together in the 17th century. And especially with these relatives.
No, I must have bumped this there.
Okay. You have to switch tapes there anyway.
Do you?
We got a good jump.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, we'll start over.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Talk about relatives again.
For instance, I find relatives of my wife in Bavaria, and we found that the roots of both family trees goes together in the 17th century. And we have planned now to make a reunion there with members of the tree which stayed in Bavaria, and with members of trees which were in Bessarabia, and also we found now a tree which went to Caucasus.
Caucasus.
Can I just ask, Ron, you're looking at the next question. I was wondering, you mentioned earlier that your parents came from Bessarabia and the town they came in. How, if you could just give us a little history of when your relatives, when your family, grandma, grandpa, or great-grandma, or grandpa, Grossmutter, went to, from Germany to Bessarabia, where they settled, and then why they came back to Germany, when and why.
Erstmal noch zum Abtesten. You want to know why my forefather went to Bessarabia or why they came back?
Both.
Okay.
Little history.
Yeah. Okay. For my forefathers, my personal forefathers, this is not the common history of the Bessarabia, because my forefather came later to Bessarabia, and not on the normal way, because he was he produced clothes, Tuchmacher, and he lived before in the Russia, and he came to Bessarabia because he found out that there didn't exist manufacturing for clothes. And he found a place in Bessarabia and settled then there. This is only for the Isard. Naturally, the other forefathers, which I have many, many forefathers, came from North Germany and as well from the southern part of Germany. There were different immigration paths to Bessarabia. So I have two roots in my site, North Germans and South Germans. But most of the Bessarabian Germans are coming from the south. I would say 70 to 80%.
Why were they invited to Bessarabia?
Yeah, there was the so-called Ukaz of the year 1813. Alexander the First, the Tsar of Russia, gave this Ukaz to the Germans in Poland. In Poland lived in a special area many Germans of the southern part, which settled there 10 to 15 years ago. And after this area was no more under the control of Prussia, they followed the call of the Tsar and went to Bessarabia, because Bessarabia, the southern part of Bessarabia, was empty of people, and the German population was versprochen, promised 60 hectare land in Bessarabia, and many years free of
taxation,
and also free of war services. But this regulation changed in the 17th of the last century. Therefore, many Bessarabian immigrated also to America, because they didn't want to go in the Wehrdienst, military services.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good. I think that's a good thumbnail of that.
Yeah. Can I continue, please?
Yes, please.
Many of the Bessarabian went to the area, also to the area of the both Dakotas, and the connection between Bessarabian and the families in Dakota wasn't interrupted. Always letters were sent, and many of these letters which were sent to America were printed in the North Dakota
German
newspapers. Yeah, so we can read now for us information about different events in Bessarabia in the Dakota German newspapers. And therefore, we ordered and have it them now, microfilms of these new papers here in our museum.
Now, we talked about why they left Germany, Poland, Germany. We talked about why some of them in 1917 or so came over to America. What happened to those who stayed in Bessarabia after World War I and into the future?
It was in the history a big interruption with the Russian October Revolution. Bessarabian was in the past always a part of the Black Sea colonization. And now Bessarabian was cut up from the rest of Russia, and it was unified with Romania. And in Romania there exists also a strong German minority, but a complete other Mundart, dialect, with other dialects. So the German in Bessarabien were isolated. And from this time, beginning with about 1920, they started with their own organization. This was in a region on the Volkstum, in Volkstum, ethnographisch,
ethnography.
Ethnographic. And also in the culture. And therefore, we have now also our own Bessarabian German organization. No more combined with the organization of the German of Russia.
Because they are so different with the two groups?
The German of Russia are different groups, but the groups of Black Sea Germans are nearly the same group as we have, or we are.
During, as we get to World War II, in the Stalin era, what happened to the Bessarabian colonists?
Okay, it was a relative hard time, the years between 1920 and 1940, because the Romanian tried to nationalize the minorities. Therefore, as the Germans heard that Bessarabian, that Romania has to give back Bessarabia to Russia, it was made a contract. They were very frustrated. What would be the future? And then they heard that there was additional contract made between Russia and Germany, that the German population can immigrate to Germany. So it was built a group of Russia and German officials, which asked the population who want to leave the country and to go to Germany, and who get the right to leave, because only who was German or who was married with a German got the right to leave Bessarabia. So nearly 100% of the Germans left in the year 1940 within some few weeks Bessarabia. It was a very good organization. And over the river Danube, they came to Germany. They lived there in Germany 1 to 2 years, and then they got the opportunity to settle in the eastern part of Germany. They got new yards, new homes, but this was only for a short
time.
With the end of the Second World War, they had to leave again the new home, their new home, and the flighted to the Western Germany. And now most of the Bessarabian live in the southern part in Baden-Württemberg, where it was original, from where most of them, the forefather came. Oh, terrible sentence.
So in that way, they're very different. The history is very different than the Aussiedlers who were taken back to Siberia.
So, that side, we can say we had the Glück, the fortune, that we get the possibility to emigrate and came not under the communism Herrschaft. Regime, yeah. The other Black Sea Germans had not this opportunity. It was a very bad time with the collectivation and later with the deportation of them to the central of Siberia.
Were any Bessarabians taken back when the Russians came? Were any of them taken back?
Yeah. Some Bessarabians of some communities couldn't fly it quick enough from the Russian front, and they were overruled, and of some communities, Teplitz for instance, many people were transported, deported to Siberia and lived there 6 to 9 years before they could leave Siberia and came again to Germany. This was for a small part, but also for a part of the Bessarabian, the Schicksal?
The fate.
When I was, last week, when I was visiting a number of the cities, including Sarada, I saw a wonderful new church that was restored in Sarata. Mm. And my understanding from the people there is that the money for this, or good portion of the money, came from Bessarabians who now live in Germany. When we were there, I did not see many Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the people that are living now in Germany, that went to Bessarabia, why do they feel this link enough to go back and also to help with the church?
Okay. Also in the 18th of our century, many Bessarabians tried to visit their old villages, but they had many, many difficulties. In many cases, they got no allowance to visit their village. They were in Odessa or somewhere, but couldn't drive exactly to their village, because to each village they had to get the stamp of allowance in their passport. And with 1990, with the change in the political situation, it was more open, and now many, many Bessarabians came to their villages, and they saw the situation. They saw also that nearly all children didn't exist more, naturally not more in the original
condition.
Many churches were made to disco or clubs, some to magazines, and some churches were completely destroyed. And one church, the oldest church of the Bessarabian, is the church of Sarata. This is the oldest one. And it was decided in our community, in our Bessarabian community, to try to build up this oldest church, but only one church, not all, only one church, as a sign of the German, of the German, existence in Bessarabia. And also to give a sign to the population that the different religious groups there had a new, or not a new, have the possibility to make a ceremonies. Yeah. So the this renewed church use many Bessarabians which are no Germans, but they can use this church.
Now the majority, I think, of the Bessarabian villages were Lutheran, of Lutheran religion.
Of the Germans, yeah. Only three villages were Roman Catholic.
Yeah. Now, I saw the church when I was there last week.
Yeah.
Are many Ukrainians now coming to this church?
Yeah. The nationalities which live there, I think most of them are Bulgarians. I'm not sure. I think so. Yeah.
But the church is being used.
Yeah. Each week, sometimes twice per week.
Many Bessarabian Germans living in Germany now return or visit the villages in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
In Ukraine, why do you think that is so, and what do you feel Bessarabian Germans hope to gain by going back to those villages? What is the tie that draws them to those villages?
For the Germans of Bessarabien, it's very clear they have lost their home, they have lost their Heimat.
Homeland.
Yeah. Be sure they will not come back. But they want to see and to refresh their memory